Ladies and gentlemen, let's go downstairs and inside the coach's office.
You know, my mind is on our team.
Right before tip-off, here's David Locke with head coach Quinn Snyder. It's the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show.
Ready? Welcome back, United Center, Chicago, Illinois. Time for the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show with head coach Quinn Snyder. And coach, last time the Jazz played the Bulls, Donovan goes 1-for-10. But what's interesting is if you go back to that pregame, he's working on a layup that he's now used a ton with Johnny Bryant. He misses it, I think, 5 of those 10 shots. What does it jump out to you at all about Donovan that he's trying to implement things almost on the fly?
Well, it's an interesting little anecdote. This summer, Johnny was actually with Rodney and down in Mississippi, and Lamar flew up to Connecticut to spend a couple days with Donovan. And before Lamar left, Johnny and Lamar got together, and I had him put together an edit of, you know, 4 or 5 different types of finishes. And when Lamar went up there, he walked through them all with him and basically gave him this little starter kit. And he and Johnny, you know, Johnny and Donovan had spent some time this, you know, in Vegas doing the same thing. And then, you know, his floater really in late August. And so his finishing's been a kind of a project. And what you're referring to, again, I think is the reason that it's been accelerated is because, one, he's got an aptitude where he's able to pick something up quickly. That's talent. And then, two, he doesn't have a fear of failure. And there's a care factor. He doesn't want to be missing, and you adjust. But as you said, he's not afraid to try that. Hopefully, you know, they were close. We don't want him to try it if he's shooting it over the backboard. But I think that's kind of what you're getting at, is that he's willing to work on something and then try to apply it immediately.
Another player who's doing a lot of work right now is Alec Burks. What have you seen from him over the last 10 games?
Well, I keep, you know, when we see him play and he's been making shots, had some games where he's, you know, gone on little runs for us. I think one of the biggest things he's doing offensively is getting to the foul line. And, you know, he's able to break the line of the defense and get to the basket, and usually good things happen. I mean, I think Alec is an underrated passer. His game is all about precision, and where he's really made progress is his precision on the defensive end. He's in the right place positionally. He's doing a much better job of, you know, not being handsy and fouling. And there's just some concepts that he's beginning to really understand. You'll see one tonight on dribble handoffs when he's got to get into his man and then go under on the handoff and get back to him and contest the shot that Alec used to be 6-8 feet off him and give up a shot, and he's just not doing that anymore.
So much of this – you have a defensive fundamental structure you want to have, but so much of this league is, okay, James Harden, we've got to do this to him. Is tonight a night for you to actually go back to your core, who you are defensively, and just try to execute that?
I think there's some things that – yes, on a certain level. If we do that, you know, two things. Either after you do that, you've got to be able to defend later in the clock and be solid and don't break down individually. Or two, you know, at the beginning of the possession, you've got to make sure that you're containing the ball so that you get a chance to play defense, so to speak. So when we've run into trouble recently with our defense, and by and large, comparatively, we've been good at transition defense, but if we don't get back, you know, we don't get a chance to do those things, and people are breaking the paint. So there's some actions that they run that we work on, and we know at least in theory how we want to defend it. And, you know, if we're instinctive and do it with force, hopefully that means it's a low percentage plays.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Locker.
That's head coach Quinn Snyder back with more on the Jazz right now.
Stay tuned. Ron Boone and the exclusive shoot-around report is next on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.